John Cranley has been very busy since Election Day, firing the city manager and canceling the parking lease, but some items may not be as quickly accomplished. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about the Cincinnati mayor-elect. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So your column yesterday at WVXU.org called John Cranley a speed racer. He's been moving pretty quickly, and the next big thing could be his efforts to stop the streetcar. How's that going?
Well, that's a little more difficult. I mean, he has, you know, he's had the pedal to the metal here ever since, you know, the moment he got elected. And you can understand it to a certain extent because he has to take office December 1st. He has less than a month before he is the mayor, and he has this new council. Like you say, he fired the city manager just like that, boom, after saying during the campaign that Milton Dohoney could apply for the job. Well, that didn't happen. He got seven council members together to write a letter to the Port Authority, which put an end to the parking meter lease deal. And now he's dealing with the streetcar. Now, that's a little dicier. You've had this meeting last week at the Mercantile Library with hundreds of people who support the streetcar. There were many more out on Fountain Square because they couldn't fit into the Mercantile Library watching this on the big screen. And They're going to take some kind of action, and it's not clear yet what. John Cranley has right now a working majority on city council to at least, at the very least, stop the construction now, at least until the city figures out whether or not it will be more costly to end this project or to continue this project. He got some bad news last week. After he had been elected, he talked to Valerie Jarrett at the White House, senior advisor to the president, about taking the $45 million, almost $45 million, that the feds had committed to this project and redirecting it elsewhere. Then last week, Mayor Mallory gets a letter from the Federal Department of Transportation saying, no, you can't do that. You have to return that money, and you have to even return the $2.4 million that you've spent already. So that's a little bit of a setback. But as I say, he does have the votes right now on city council to at least stop this temporarily.
What kind of retribution or what kind of efforts can the streetcar supporters do to stop Mayor-elect Cranley?
Well, their options are fairly limited. I mean, they could try a charter amendment to get something on the ballot that says this project must be completed. If the new council meets and votes to end the project and they don't do it as an emergency ordinance with six votes, they could collect signatures and put a referendum on a ballot. But that would be very difficult because you'd have to collect those signatures in 30 days. I mean, there's been some talk of property owners along the streetcar route going to court because they bought properties, started businesses with the anticipation that there would be a streetcar passing their properties and passing their businesses, and conceivably they could go to court. I don't know if they'd win or not, but they could try.
So any best guesses as who'll end up victorious in the streetcar battle?
Well, I think the one other thing that the streetcar supporters, what they could have done in the first place was probably work harder to get more people out to the polls who supported Roxanne Qualls for mayor, because, you know, she's been a very ardent supporter of the streetcar project. Well, they didn't do that, and John Cranley won this low turnout election fair and square. My guess is that they're going to do the study. They're going to look at the cost benefits, and probably in the end, they're going to end up stopping the project.
The Hamilton County Commission today will hear from the Tax Levy Review Committee about its recommendations for a tax levy for the Museum Center. What are they recommending?
Well, the Tax Levy Review Committee, which reviews all of these requests for ballot levies, looked at the Cincinnati Museum Center's levy. They wanted to put it on in May, 5 years, $15 million. And they looked at it and said, look, we're going to have to put some conditions on this. We're going to have to actually sell or get rid of Union Terminal, which is owned by the city, and turn it over to some other entity. And they're putting a lot of conditions, and the commissioners are actually talking about this morning, the county commissioners.
So we'll see what they decide.
Yes.
Howard, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.